Nebraska Extension Almanac.
A popular yet controversial non-selective herbicide, glyphosate, has been associated with the brand name Roundup. Recently, the Roundup brand has changed its formulation that is glyphosate-free in all of its horticultural products. UNL Director of Landscape Services Jeff Culbertson talks about how Roundup has a new formulation with different ingredients.
One of the products, Roundup, historically has been really synonymous with the chemical glyphosate. So maybe in years gone past, people would have said, get some Roundup and spray that weed with Roundup, and they were talking about using glyphosate. Currently, Roundup, that brand Roundup now, is really made up of several different chemicals. So it can be many different products. So it's really important when you pick up a bottle that says Roundup on it, that you look at the label closely and look at the plants or pests that it may control to make sure that you're getting the right product. Because no longer is glyphosate in the recipe for Roundup products. And again, so it's important to look at that label, look at some of the restrictions that those many different chemicals now will have when you're using some of these combination products that Roundup now produces.
Jeff says there are other products that contain non-selective herbicides that are a replacement for the traditional glyphosate Roundup.
There are, however, other versions of non-selective herbicides out there. And again, when you go to the nursery and look at your products, there's really a lot of things to choose from. There's some that may be advertising that it's a more natural product. It may contain certain salts or oils and certain products like that. So again, while they may sound very friendly to us, and they may be, again, it's really important to look at the label, look at some of the restrictions, make sure that you're applying it to the right plant, and that it works well for your particular situation. So again, there's products out there that are easy for us to use. They come in a ready-to-use format, which is very convenient. And there are just really a lot of variety of products out there on the shelf today. So it's important to look at the labels carefully and not just look at the brand of it.
Finally, Jeff talks about how using common yard tools to control weeds is also very effective.
And then, you know, never forget that, like Terry likes to promote the use of a weed knife, that's really your simplest, safest way to get rid of weeds. And sometimes it may seem a little much to go out and dig up a bunch of dandelions, but I can tell you once you've spent 15 or 20 minutes, you'd be surprised how many dandelions you can dig up and get them out of there, and you won't have to worry about them again.
The best way to ensure you are using the right product is to first identify the weed pest that needs controlling. Second step is to understand what active ingredients are in the product you want to use, making sure it is applicable to your yard and garden. And finally, if you are going to use chemical products on your lawn and garden, make sure you thoroughly read and follow the label instructions for specific application techniques and guidelines. You can ask your garden center professional or local extension educator for help when it comes to these products. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.